today's subject matter. What is our subject matter?
Knowledge.
Sadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina tatta darshan. For knowledge, we have got to go to the right person, tatta darshan. Tatta darshan means one who has actually seen or experienced the Absolute Truth. So, unless we find out such a person who has actually seen the Absolute Truth, or who has in his experience what is Absolute Truth, so, there is very little chance of our spiritual advancement. If we can find out such a person who is experiencing absolute truth, and if we follow the principles as it is stated here, pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Pranipat means to surrender, and pariprasna means to inquire, and seva means service. Three things. You should find out a person who is self-realized, who has experience in the Absolute Truth, and on your part, you have to surrender there, and you have to inquire, and you have to render service. When these things are completed, there is no doubt about one's spiritual salvation. If we have actually found out a person who is self-realized, and who we have surrendered there, honestly, with inquiry and service, then we must know that our spiritual salvation is guaranteed. Guaranteed. There is no doubt about it. So, Lord Krishna says, yad yatma na punar moha evam jasati pandava. Yena bhutani aseshena drasati atmani atha mai. People are anxious to see God. Yet, Lord Sri Krishna says that as soon as one gets knowledge from the right person, then he never comes into the field of delusion. The whole thing is that in the present stage of our life, we are conditioned and deluded. We do not know things as they are. That is the cause of our all misery. Otherwise, constitutionally, we are anandamaya bhyasat. By nature, we are jolly. Anandamaya bhyasat, in the Vedanta Sutra we find, the nature of Brahma is anandamaya. Satchidananda vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda vigraha. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternity, Chit means full knowledge, and Ananda means pleasure. This is our constitution. We are all fragmental portion of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, because He is Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha, so we are also Anandamaya, Satchidananda Vigraha. Unfortunately, we have been put in the context of this material energy, therefore, we are just experiencing the opposite. What is that opposite? That Sati Sati Ananda. Sat means Chitanya. So, we have got just the opposite, Asat. Asat means non-eternity. This body will not exist. We are put into such a condition that however scientifically we may try to keep and youthfulness by so many medicines, injections and so many things which are invented by our enhancement material science. But death is pure. His body, antavatti in the heart, the body must be finished. Therefore, there is no question of sat. And chit. Chit means knowledge. Knowledge, we have no knowledge. However, we have got senses, but these are all imperfect senses. We are very much proud that everything we say, somebody is somebody tweeted about the Lord. We challenge, can you show me the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? Or can you show me the Lord? But we do not know that our senses are so imperfect that we cannot see even what we are daily seeing. We cannot, if the light is put off, then we cannot see each other, even in this room. So our seeing power is conditioned. It is not perfect. Similarly, all our senses, they are imperfect. So, by imperfect senses, by speculation of the imperfect mind, we cannot reach to the absolute truth. It is not possible. It is not possible. Therefore, here it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Sagrithi Paripate. If you are at all serious to understand the transcendental knowledge, then you must approach the person who has experience of the Absolute. Otherwise it is not possible. If you think that I shall realize by mental speculation the Absolute Truth, it is not possible because you are you are fortified with only imperfect senses. Your senses cannot approach. Therefore, Brahma is said, abhāgamanasa-gocara, abhāgamanasa-gocara. It is beyond the mental speculation. And there is another name of the Supreme Lord, adhokshana, adhokshana. Adhokshana means adhakṣita akṣaya jñānam jatra. Where our material senses are defeated. Our material senses are defeated. We are defeated in every respect. So it is not possible to realize the absolute truth if we do not find a person who realizes soul, who is absolute, who has understood. It doesn't matter who is he. Lord Chaitanya recommended just as in India, generally, the Brahmins are expected to be the spiritual master. Because Brahmin means who have sufficient knowledge in the transcendental science. That is Brahmin. Brahma Janati is the Brahmin. Now, due to this modern age, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to find out a qualified Brahmin. So therefore, it is very difficult also to find out a qualified spiritual master. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has recommended that Shiva Sutra, Shiva Vitra, Nashitana Nar, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Shai Guruha. Never mind whether he is a Brahmin or a Sudra or a Sannyasi or a householder. Never mind what he is. That doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, then he is the bona fide spiritual master. He is the bona fide spiritual master. So here, this Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna. Every one of you, if you study Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly, with all your arguments, with all your sense, with all your philosophical knowledge, because it is said here, Sattvibhi pranipatena pariprasnena. Not that you have to submit yourself blindly, although your spiritual master may be self-realized and experience the absolute truth, still you have to question. You have to understand from him all physical points by your intelligent question. That is allowed. So, it doesn't matter if anyone is able to answer about the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master. He is spiritual master. It doesn't matter where he is born or what he is, whether he is a Brahmin or a Sudra or an American or an Indian or whatever he is. Never mind. That's right. It is practical. When you go to a doctor, medical practitioner, you do not ask, well, doctor, are you American, are you Indian, are you Brahmin, are you Jew, are you Christian? No. Oh, he has got the qualification of a medical man, so you surrender. Doctor, treat me, I am suffering. So there is no question. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given liberal that anyone who knows the spiritual science and the Krishna science is spiritual science. Because Krishna is the ultimate goal of spiritual science. When I speak of Krishna, you must remember I am speaking of God. There are millions of names of God in different parts of the world. But Krishna is the supreme name according to Vedic knowledge. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended, and his recommendation is accepted by the authorities even at the present moment. Shiva Sudra, Shiva Vitra, Nashitane Nar, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Har. And you'll be surprised that Lord Chaitanya principal disciples were all so-called fallen in the society. He appointed one Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. This Haridas Thakur was a Mohammedan. He happened to take his birth in a Mohammedan family. But he became a follower of Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after training him, he gave him the highest post of his spiritual mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to introduce this system of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and chanting of the holy name of God. And he appointed this Haridas Thakur, who happened to be a Mohammedan, but he became so much enlightened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed him the supreme minister of administering this Hare Krishna. He was made the offering. Namacharya. Acharya means the prime minister, the offering. So, there are other six important and direct disciples, just like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Now these gentlemen were formerly known as Shakar Mallik and Davir Khan. Davir Khan, that was the Mohammedan period. India was being governed by that time, by the Pathans. And in Bengal, there was a Pathan ruler whose name was Nawab Hussain Shah. These gentlemen, Shakar Mallik and Davir Khan, they were appointed ministers in the service, on the governmental service, of Nawab Hussain. And in those days, the Hindus are so strict that anyone accepting the service, especially the Brahmin, if a Brahmin accepts the service of anyone, especially who is not a Hindu, he is at once extricated from the society. So these two gentlemen, Shakar Mallik, they almost become, they changed their name also. They were actually Brahmin, very intelligent learned, so very good scholar in Parsi, Persian language and Sanskrit language. They are very good scholar. But because they engaged themselves in the service of the Mohammedan ruler, or they were educated from the Brahmin society. So Chaitanya, they also followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were made the best authorities in the science of Krishna science. They later on, they became the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So there is no bar for anyone that one cannot become the spiritual master. Everyone can become spiritual master, provided he knows the science of Krishna. That is the only quality. That is a very reasonable. If you do not know the subject matter, how can you be a teacher? A teacher means he knows the thing, he knows the science. The only qualification of the spiritual master, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Siva Shudra Siva Vipra Nasitana Nas Jai Krishna Tattvajata. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, this is science of Krishna, this is Bhagavad Gita. If anyone knows perfectly, then he becomes the spiritual master. And there is need of spiritual master at the present moment. We require thousands of spiritual masters to preach all over the world the science of Krishna. The science of Krishna. That will solve all problems of the world. Take it from me. We discuss around our confidential devotees here, and they read that actually this is the science which can mitigate all the problems of the world. So, yajyatam punarmoham evam jastati. So, Krishna says to Arjuna, he is addressing Arjuna because Arjuna is here as representative of us. He was not speaking to Arjuna alone, but he was speaking to all the human race. So, yajyatyana punar moham. By understanding this science, then you cannot go. You cannot be illusion. Because Arjuna was illusion and he was not prepared to fight. So these instructions were given, this Bhagavad Gita instruction was given to Arjuna. So he says that if you have actually undergone the training under the experienced bona fide spiritual master, then you would not have gone under such illusory energy. Jena bhutani akrishana drakshasyam. Then again he says, api chedasi papibhya sarvebhya papakittama sarvam jnana plavenaiva vrijinang santarishyasi. Now, Lord Sri Krishna says that just like if you have got a very good seed, you can very easily cross the Atlantic Ocean without any difficulty. Similarly, we are in the midst of the ocean of ignorance. Our this life, this conditioned life in the material world is just like the ocean of ignorance. Ocean of ignorance. So, Lord Chaitanya, therefore, he prayed to Sri Krishna like this, Ai nandatanuja patitam chinkaranamam bhisame bhavam budhu. My dear Lord Krishna, I am just fallen in the ocean of ignorance. So, we are in the ocean of ignorance. Now, in the ocean, if you get a very good boat, a very good ship, as you can cross over. Similarly, if we have the ship or the boat of perfect knowledge, then there is no fear. We can cross the ocean very easily. We can cross the ocean very easily. Now, here Krishna says, api chedasi papibhya sarvebhya papakrittam. If a person is the most sinful, the supermost sinful man, but if he gets this knowledge of Krishna's heart, then he can cross over this ocean of ignorance very easily. That means it does not matter what was our past life. Either any Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not take into account what was you in the past life. That doesn't matter. Because we are in ignorance, we might have done so many things in ignorance which is not approved, which is not virtuous. That is quite possible. Every one of us, we are subject. Because due to ignorance, we do so many things. So, nobody can say that I am free from any sinful activity. Nobody can. So that doesn't matter. But if we can learn the science of Krishna, then Lord Sri Krishna says, api chedasi papibhya sarvebhya papakrittama. If one is the most sinful man, but if he gets to Krishna's heart, he is free. He is free and he can go, he can cross the material ocean of ignorance very easily. How is this possible? He is giving a very nice example. Jatayidhamsi samidhogni bhasmasnath kurute arjuna jnanadmi sarvatarmani bhasmasnath kurute tatha. Just like in the fire, if you put anything, whatever, it will go on burning, everything, it will burn into ashes. Never mind. Either wood or any dirty thing, whatever you, it will turn into ashes. Similarly, if you get this Krishna's heart, if you understand this Krishna's heart, then all our reactions of sinful activity, what we might have done in our past lives, that will be all born into action. Born into action. The Vedanta is an infirmary, but Tasmat Kuruti Arjuna, Jnanarni Sarvakarmani Bhasmasat Kuruti Tatha, Bhasmasat means turns into action. Nahi jnanena sadrisam pavitram iha vidyate tatthang jova sansidhya kalena atmani vindati. Therefore, knowledge, we must seek knowledge. And the perfection of knowledge, as we have several times explained in this meeting, the perfection of knowledge is to understand Krishna. That's it. And in the 7th chapter we find that bahunam janmanavanti janavan maam prapadhati. After culturing many birth, knowledge, one comes to Krishna and he understands Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. Vasudeva, Krishna is everything, all causes of it. He is the cause of all causes. Always remember, when I speak of Krishna, it's God. God is the cause of all causes. Now, in these days of communism, the idea of communism, in the Krishna time, there is very nice conception of spiritual communion in the Krishna time. In the Srimad Bhagavat, we find that there was a discussion between Narada and Yudhishthira, and Narada was explaining that in this manifestly material world, either in the higher planet or in this planet or in the outer space, whatever wonderful things and resources, material resources are there, they are all manufactured by the Supreme Lord. Just try to understand. Everything in this world, whatever there is, that is not done by any human being. That is done by God. Nobody can deny it. Therefore, all living entities, beginning from the ants to Brahma, the highest human being or the highest demigod, all of them, they have got the right to use them. They have got the right to use them. Now, another thing, that you can use all these material resources as much as you require. But if you want more, if you get more, then you become the thief and you are punished. Just see the idea of coming. Everything in the world, in this planet or in other planets, just like people are trying to go to the moon planet. The Russians are trying to put their flag first, so that if they go to moon planet, they will conquer. Just like you came from Europe, you have conquered this tract of land, America, and you have put up your flag. So, now they are trying to go to the moon planet. But this putting the flag, I'm just digging the flag, it is called ignorance. This is called ignorance. Where you are putting your flag, it is not your property. It is God's property. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. And if I think it is my property, I must dig my flag here. That is ignorance. So, in the Srimad Bhagavat you find that whatever properties in this morning also I was speaking, just if you throw in the street some bags of grain, the pigeons will come. but they will pick up only 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 grains and they will go out. They will not take even one grain more than it needs. As soon as he satisfies his heart's content, oh, I'm still now, oh, he'll go out. It will go out. He'll not stop. Similarly, this is natural. This is natural. But if he puts here 100 bags of flour, and if he asks people to come and take, then somebody will take 10 bags, somebody will take 15 bags, somebody will take, will not take any bag because if he is weak, he cannot take. So all the distribution will not be equal. That is our advancement of civilization. The knowledge which the pigeons, the cats and dogs have got, we are lacking in that law. That the whole thing belongs to the Supreme Law. And we can accept that whatever we need, not more than that. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. There will be no difficulty. The whole world is made by the Lord's arrangement that we have no scarcity. Everything is sufficient. Everything is sufficient. There will be no scarcity. Provided you know the distribution. But the distribution is very fallacy, distribution. One is taking more and the other is starving. Therefore, the starving population, they are making protests. Why you shall starve. But that is also defective. So here is the perfect knowledge that Ishavasumidam Sarvam. We have to take everything as God's property. Nobody's property. And we can use things which are available by the nature's product. Suppose there is an iron ore mine. So everyone has got the whatever iron he requires, he can take. But if somebody makes the iron a mine as his own property, then according to Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes a thief. He becomes a thief and he is punished. Because that is God's property. Nobody can create the iron mine. We cannot create anything, even in the economic laws. We cannot create anything. We can simply transform, just like worker and labor. That's all. Suppose we manufacture a very nice table. The ingredients, the wood, and the instrument, iron. Oh, this is supplied by God. You cannot manufacture iron. You cannot manufacture the wood. So why do you claim that it is yours? This is enough. This is enough. So, by culture of Krishna's heart, when you understand the Krishna's heart, then he becomes free from this ignorance. And Lord Krishna recommends that by this knowledge, you can very easily cross over the ocean of nirvana, ocean of ignorance. The whole thing you are suffering due to, just like ignorance is no excuse in the law court. Suppose you have done something wrong, and if you say to the judge, so I did not know that this law, oh, that is no excuse. You will be punished. You will be punished. Now in the Shastra, in the Vedic literature, it is said that everything belongs to God. Everything is manufactured by God. So everyone has right, not only human beings, even the animals, everyone has got the right to live and use things as much as he requires. But if he stops more, if he acquires more, he becomes the thief. And he is punished. Now suppose, if I say, oh, I do not know this law, therefore I have accumulated so much things in my control. Oh, that does not mean that he will not be punished.
He will be punished.
He will be punishable. This knowledge is required to know. And people of the modern age, they are lacking this knowledge. So we require hundreds and thousands of spiritual masters who have understood this Krishna science and preach all over the world. Oh, that is the problem. Therefore we have formed this society. And we invite all sincere souls to take part in this society and become a spiritual master and preach this science all over the world. Oh, this is a great necessity of this knowledge. Don't think that Krishna was born in India and because he spoke on the basic principle there is a sectarian thing. No. Krishna says that sarva-yoni sikauntiya sambhavanti murtayaja tathāna mahajjani brahma ahamadīya-padaptita. That's why children, they are born after the congregation of the father and the mother. Similarly, the father is God. The material world is the mother. We have got this body. Just like the same child gets his body from the mother's womb. The father is the seed giver. Similarly, as spiritual soul, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Law. But we are put into this material world because we wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, we are put into this material world. And we have got this body in this material world. So, in whatever form we may be, either as human beings, or as a cat and dog, or a more than human being, demigod, so whatever form there are, many thousands, 800 million of species of life, there are, but all of that is claimed by Krishna, that I am their father. I am their father. Ahanga bija padapita. Ahanga means I. Bija padapita, I am the seed-giving father. So, Bhagavad Gita, the science of Krishna, is not meant for any particular party, a particular nation, or a particular country. It is all meant for everyone, even for the animals. So we have to learn this science and preach this science all over the world so that they can be out of the ignorance. They are committing theft. They are committing theft. So we have to save them from the ignorance. State of ignorance. This is required. So we have formed this association, internal association. For Krishna, internal society, for Krishna consciousness. And I invite every one of you, not only in America, from all parts of the world, come and join and learn the Krishna science and preach all over the world. The people will be happy. It is the business of the human being not to exploit each other. The human being is meant for doing good work. Lord Chaitanya preached this philosophy, especially he advised to the Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila jat. Janma sarthak kari paro paropaka. He says that anyone who has taken birth in the land of India, because India is the land of religion, India is the land of philosophy. India has got very good many aspects of the science of Krishna and science of spiritual knowledge. So, anyone who has taken his birth in India, they can fulfill the mission of human life. They have got very good aspects. But unfortunately, they have rejected all these aspects. They are now enamored by the glamour of material civilization. They are looking to Europe and America, and they want the skyscraper building and industry, and in that way we want to be happy now. So, but actually, that is not the way. That is rather misleading. The more we shall advance this material way of life, the more we shall be away from spiritual life. The human life is meant for spiritual realization, nothing more. We shall be satisfied whatever is supplied by nature, by the order of God. Nature supplies us many things for our maintenance. There are number of grains, there are number of fruits, there is ample supply of meat, so you can satisfy yourself, you can keep your body very healthy and culture the spiritual knowledge. That is the plan. That is the plan of Krishna. But if we want to possess more, then so this is another example of punishment. You see? We are also punished, and for whom they are going, they are also punished. So we are all being punished. As we are making progress, as we are violating the law of nature, the law of God, we are being punished at every step. But due to ignorance, we do not know how we are being. We have been accustomed. We have been careless. Let us be punished. Go on. Oh, this is not human life. We must make a solution of this punishment. That is human life. Because I am put into jail for life, it is very good. Without working, I am getting two times food. So let me remain in the jail. Oh, that is not very intelligent. So, we must get out of this. So, this material world is just like a prison house. We must get out of it. We must get our freedom. The absolute freedom, Satchidananda Vidya, full of knowledge, full of bliss, and it's all. That is our mission. So this knowledge we must get. Knowledge is the solution. This is the subject matter of our speech today. Knowledge is the solution. This is knowledge. That everything belongs to Krishna or God. We can use them as much as we like. Just like the elephant is eating 100 pounds. Oh, God is the best. Yes, come on, get 100 pounds. But he is not stopping. He is eating both sides, 100 pounds in the morning, 100 pounds in the evening. He supplies. All right, nature supplies. Come on. Gorillas. They are very big animals. And where gorillas are prominent in the African jungle, there is a tree which produces a nut, which is stronger than the iron bullet. And the gorilla uses those as seeds and trees nicely. So there is food supply there for the gorilla, for the elephant, and for the ant also. The ant requires 1 grain of sugar, and he also said, so here is a struggle, but the supply is there. Supply is already fixed up. So your struggle should be human form of life. The struggle should be how to realize yourself, how to go back to God and go back to Krishna. That should be your struggle. Not for economic development. The economic solution is there. If it is there for the elephant, for the ant, why not for you? Because we are in ignorance, we are thinking that we have to devote more time for economic development than to spiritual realization. No. And the whole thing is planned like that, that for economic development you need not try, you need not accept. You simply try for spiritual realization, for getting out of this entanglement of material life. That is not enough. And that will make you a solution. Thank you. If there is any question,